Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter duetted on Simon's Homeward Bound to open the show. 5 Decade, Saturday Night Live. Luminary Steve Martin delivered the monologue, and Paul McCartney gave an epic closing to a 50th anniversary special celebrating the Sketch Institution that was overflowing with famous former cast members, superstar hosts, and legendary guests. The 83-year-old Simon has been essential to SNL since its earliest episodes in 1975, and told the 25-year-old pop sensation of the moment Carpenter that he first performed Homeward Bound on SNL in 1976. "I was not born then," Carpenter said, getting a laugh. "And neither were my parents," she added, getting a bigger laugh. McCartney closed with the rarely performed song cycle from the Beatles' Abbey Road, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, The End, with its wistful ending, "The love you take is equal to the love you make." Lil Wayne and Miley Cyrus were among the night's other musical guests, though the show's musical legacy also had its own night with the Radio City Music Hall concert on Friday. SNL 50, the anniversary celebration, aired live from New York, of course, on NBC and Peacock. The pop culture juggernaut has launched the careers of generations of comedians including Eddie Murphy, Kristen Wiig, and Will Ferrell, who all appeared in early sketches. And the evening included epic cameos that included Meryl Streep, Jack Nicholson, and Keith Richards. Steve Martin's opening sets tone for SNL 50, Update, keeps it rolling. Martin, one of the show's most prolific hosts and guests since the first season in 1975, tried to keep it current in the monologue even on a backward-looking night. Martin said when the show's creator Lorne Michaels only told him he'd be doing the monologue, "I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down on the Gulf of Steve Martin." He was joined by former SNL luminaries and frequent hosts Martin Short and John Mulaney, who looked at the star-studded crowd full of former hosts in the same Studio 8H at 30 Rockefeller Plaza that has been the show's longtime home. "I see some of the most difficult people I have ever met in my entire life," Mulaney said. Over the course of 50 years, 894 people have hosted Saturday Night Live, and it amazes me that only two of them have committed murder. Later, on the night's Weekend Update, anchor Colin Jost said there are so many former hosts and musical guests that wanted to see the show that many had to be seated in a neighboring studio and some had to watch from the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, as a photo of Sean Diddy Combs appeared. Martin took a jab at the always difficult to wrangle Bill Murray in his monologue. "We wanted to make sure that Bill would be here tonight," Martin said, "so we didn't invite him." Murray appeared on Weekend Update to rank the show's anchors since they began with Chevy Chase. He poked at the whiteness of the group by first ranking its black anchors, a list of just one, current co-anchor Michael Che. The extravaganza came after months of celebrations of Saturday Night Live, which premiered October 11, 1975, with an original cast that included John Belushi, Chase, and Gilda Radner. It's become appointment television over the years as the show has skewered presidents, politics, and pop culture. "It is an honor and a thrill to be hosting Weekend Update for the 50th, and if it was up to our president, final season of SNL," Jost said. The show had its typical ending, with all involved looking exhilarated and exhausted on the studio stage. This night it was so crowded with luminaries it looked like it might break. Led by Short, they all applauded in tribute to Michaels, who created the show and has run it for 45 of its 50 years. Cameos and memorials. Alec Baldwin, the show's most frequent host with 17 stints, appeared to introduce an evening of commercial parodies, 7 months after his trial was halted and an involuntary manslaughter charge was dropped in the shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Aubrey Plaza made one of her first public appearances since the January death of her husband when she introduced Cyrus and Howard's performance. The 87-year-old Nicholson was once a constant in the front rows of the Oscars and Los Angeles Laker games, but is rarely seen out anymore. He introduced his Anger Management co-star Adam Sandler, who sang in his signature style about the show's history. He gave a roll call of cast members, giving special attention to several who have died, including his friends Chris Farley and McDonald, along with Radner, Jan Hooks, and Phil Hartman. It ended with, "6 years of our boy Farley, five of our buddy Norm." The show didn't have a formal, in memoriam, section, though it pretended to when 10-time host Tom Hanks came out somberly to mourn SNL characters and sketches that have aged horribly. A montage began with the late Belushi's samurai character. The word yikes appeared on screen in a sketch that included Mike Myers and a young Macaulay Culkin in a bathtub. A body-shaming label appeared over the beloved sketch of Farley and the late Patrick Swayze as Chippendales dancers, and slut-shaming appeared over one of the show's earliest catchphrases, Dan Aykroyd saying, "Jane, you ignorant slut," to Jane Curtin. The current-day Aykroyd was a notable absence. The oldest former cast member, 88-year-old Garrett Morris, appeared to introduce a film that showed the whole original cast. "I had no idea, y'all, that I would be required to do so many reunion shows," he said. Sketches and bits jam-packed with former cast and hosts. The first sketch featured a mashup of former cast members and hosts. Fred Armisen hosted a Lawrence Welk show that featured Ferrell as Robert Goulet. Former hosts Kim Kardashian and Scarlett Johansson, Jost's wife, gave an updated version of the elegant singing Maharel sisters with former cast members Anna Gasteyer and Wig, who provided the traditional punchline, "And I'm Doonies," with a balding head and creepy, tiny doll arms. It was followed by Black Jeopardy, hosted by the show's longest-running, and still current, cast member, Kenan Thompson, who called the game show the only one where every single viewer fully understood Kendrick's halftime performance. It showcased many of the show's most prominent black cast members through the years, including Tracy Morgan and Murphy, doing a Morgan impression. "Big dog gonna make some big money," Murphy as Morgan shouted. Streep walked on as the mother of McKinnon's constant alien abductee Miss Rafferty, with the same spread legs and vulgar manner. Streep's fellow all-time great actor Robert De Niro paired with Rachel Dratch in a Debbie Downer sketch with its traditional trombone accompaniment. Former cast member Amy Poehler and former lead writer Tina Fey, who partnered as Weekend Update anchors, led a Q&A with audience questions. Ryan Reynolds stood, and they asked him how it's going. "Great, why?" he said defensively. "What have you heard?" Reynolds and wife Blake Lively, sitting next to him, have been locked in a heated legal and media battle with her. "It ends with us," director and co-star Justin Baldoni, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Adam Driver, Cher, Bad Bunny, Peyton Manning and Richards were also featured in the bit. Poehler also paired with Rudolph for a revival of their mock talk show, Bronx Beat, that featured Mike Myers as his mother-in-law-inspired, Streisand-loving character, Linda Richman. "Look at you, both of you, you look like Buddha," Myers said. For more coverage of the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live, visit https://apnews.com/hub/saturday-night-livandrewdalton. The Associated Press. JPG, caption, Mark Marshall, Center, Chairman of Global Advertising and Partnerships, NBC Universal, and current and veteran members of the SNL cast, celebrate SNL as they ring the NASDAQ opening bell, in New York's Times Square, Friday, February 14, 2025. AP photo, Eduardo Munoz Alvarez, 2.